Tell me why.
It's time for the Dane by Local radio show. Let's get local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
Hey, welcome in everybody to the Devil Radio Studios. We're on a beautiful Saturday, the last Saturday of November. It's Shop Small today. Should be Shop Small every day, that's what we try to tell you, but definitely today it is Small Business Saturday out there for so many local shops. We hope you support local, especially today and throughout the rest of the holiday season. Shop local, eat local as well. It's important to do that. Let's get into the show, sponsored by Evolution Financial and SUPEC here from Devil Radio. Let's talk with our first guest, John of Bank of Sun Prairie.
And now we get an opportunity to talk with one of our Dane by Local members, so a really important one who's doing a lot to support DBL, to support the local community, and really have helped people so much through this last difficult time of the pandemic, the last almost 2 years now as we really look at it. And that's the Bank of Sun Prairie. So Bank of Sun Prairie, John is with us now to talk to us a little bit about some exciting shopping initiatives that the Bank of Sun Prairie is behind. John, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Jason. How are you?
Hey, good, good. And it's good to talk with you again. I know about a year ago, we got to catch up on a number of things. Bank of Sun Prairie has really gotten behind so many different things in the community to kind of highlight and prop up local businesses. Why has that been so important to you guys?
Well, as you know, Bank of Sun Prairie is an independent local community bank here in Sun Prairie, and we service predominantly Dane County. And when our customers and the public, when they do their banking locally, the money stays local. So that goes towards, taxes, of course, locally, goes towards giving charitable contributions that the bank does. And we really look at doing those, having those services be on a more local level. So when same thing with the businesses, when people shop local in our local businesses, it helps support them. It supports jobs. It keeps taxes local here. Within Dane County, within Sun Prairie and Cottage Grove, where we service. So it's extremely vital to the overall economy of our local communities.
I want to talk about the event coming up in just a second, but John, something you said there, just I think is an interesting point to kind of expand on and really put a spotlight on for people in our community. And that's, you know, a number of these businesses you talk about are some of your customers, right? They're people right. that are in our community. They're people right. you have a personal relationship with. This is more than just business, right? This is supporting your friends, your neighbors, your community members.
Absolutely, Jason, you're 100% correct there. We thrive on the relationships that we build with our customers, with the businesses, and just our overall community. And I'll tell you, Jason, it is very intentional, and it's just to our core. We've been in existence for close to 125 years now, and we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for our community, for our customers, for the businesses. So it's important for us to pay it back and pay it forward to be able to offer, you know, product services. But even more important than that is the relationships that we can build with the public and with our businesses. So we take a lot of pride in that, and no customer is a number. They're a relationship for us, and they mean the world to us.
Another part, just on that, is these aren't just business customers. Probably they're also personal customers. So they also probably have personal accounts, and they also spend money directly back in our community. So that's another reason why it's so important to support their businesses locally too. Because hey, they do a lot more than just provide a service or a business in our community.
Absolutely.
So John, let's talk about the event coming up. So Shop Indy Local is on the horizon. We've got a couple things. We've got another thing with Dane by Local, but first off, Shop Indy Local, Bank of Sun Prairie, getting behind that. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, so this is the second year that we've been the presenting sponsor for the Shop Indy Shop Local. You know, and as we emerge from the pandemic, we really look forward to the promise of a brighter future. That's really our focus here. And Dane by Local has been just a fantastic partner for us. We've also been very involved with the Sun Prairie Chamber of Commerce, the Sun Prairie Downtown Business Improvement District, very close partners that we tie with. And it's extremely important that we partner with organizations that have like minds, that really want what's best for the communities so that they can continue to thrive. And, you know, by spending your dollars local, they stay local in so many different ways. So we're just so excited to have a partner in Dane by Local. Again, the Sun Prairie, the Bid District, and the Chamber of Commerce. We couldn't do it alone, and we know that. And we feel that, you know, these types of partnerships help bring a greater good for the greater cause.
Yeah, and Shop Indie, Shop Local, it's an initiative going around countrywide. Bank of Sun Prairie really putting a big highlight on that here in our community right now. John, you know, there was a press conference earlier in the week where we went to Salvatore's Tomato Pies in Sun Prairie. Got to hear from a number of different businesses locally and owners and shop owners and people here that are leaders in our community. And it was so inspiring to kind of launch this event and make sure people are aware of it. Talk a little bit about that experience too, and what that meant to you as the presenting sponsor.
Yeah, it was wonderful to spend some time with some of the local businesses during that press conference. And I'll tell you, when Marta from the Piano Gal gave her presentation, you just got goosebumps because you could feel the passion that she had, not only for her business, but what her business means to her and her family, but also what the community does to support her and how she's able to give back to the community as well. And you know, while you've got the Piano Gal, you've got Bank of Sun Prairie, you've got Salvatore's, who just celebrated their 10 years in business, which is fantastic. You know, to see the passion out of these business owners, it's very similar to Bank of Sun Prairie. Is, you know, when you shop local, you can see how it impacts families and employees that we're able to bring on and support, and they can support their families. And to see everyone, you know, doing this together is really what community is about. You know, we've seen, you know, so many businesses disappear over the past 21 months. And, you know, the Shop Indie, Shop Local is just another way for, you know, our communities to, you know, spend the dollars locally, continue to support those small businesses. They're the lifeblood of our economy. I can't remember, I think Colin mentioned yesterday in the press conference that it was 62 to 67% of businesses in the country are small business. That's a huge percentage. Mm. And we could not survive and thrive without them. So these types of events, you know, the Shop Indie, Shop Local, the, you know, Small Business Saturday, those types of events are extremely important to your local community.
Yeah, I think it's was well highlighted at the press conference about how much people care, the passion, and really pointed out that, look, these are some of the business owners that are also contributing back to the community in so many different ways, including supporting local events, local nonprofits, schools, all of that, all of the above. John, another thing that's happening, kind of another fun way to get people in the mood and idea of shopping locally, is the Dane by Local Holiday Passport, which is going on right now too. And you guys decided to sponsor that as well. So many businesses this year involved. It's incredible to see these businesses all around Dane County that are participating in the Passport program.
Absolutely. It is extremely exciting for us. We've got, you know, 30 businesses just in Sun Prairie alone. We've got a number of businesses in Cottage Grove as well, where we also have a branch location. You know, one way that people can get incentive for taking advantage of the Passport and shopping locally is when they spend $10 or more at any of the Passport businesses between November 1st and December 19th. All they need to do is submit their receipt to Dane by Local, and their name is put into a hat for a drawing. So they do these each week. So the more that you shop local, the more chances you have to earn a prize through Dane by Local. You know, they're doing the Small Business Saturday. So if you shop on Small Business Saturday, you get your receipt, you submit it, they're going to count that entry as two entries because you're really taking advantage of the importance of Small Business Saturday. You know, locally here in Sun Prairie, one thing that Dane by Local has offered to do is if you have an entry, it counts twice. If you're shopping at any downtown Sun Prairie business that's within the passport during Ladies Night Out, which occurs next Thursday, December 2nd. So it's such a great partnership with Dane by Local. They're able to, you know, really, you know, work with us and work with other businesses to make it more meaningful. So we appreciate the partnership with Dane by Local.
I saw the signs up downtown too about Ladies Night Out. John, tell us a little bit about that quick right there in Sun Prairie.
Well, we've done this for a number of years, and you know, we've got some gifts. So anyone who has signed up to be part of the Ladies Night Out, stop over at Bank of Sun Prairie. We've got gifts, and I know that Deb Krebs, who's in charge of the event for the bank, is very excited. She's been a part of it for a number of years, and we're looking forward to it.
So that is December 2nd.
December 2nd.
Yep, in Sun Prairie, a bunch of great shops downtown to check out and places, establishments of all kinds as well, food and drink too. So many wonderful businesses right on Main Street, which is just a fantastic place to be in. And look, Sun Prairie has been through a lot in the last handful of years. So go downtown if you haven't been there in a while, because it's coming back, and it's so great to see those businesses right there. And you can support them just by participating and shopping locally with them.
Absolutely.
So, John, one other quick thing, and then we got to cut to a break. We're going to come back on the other side and talk with you a little bit more about Bank of Sun Prairie and some of your recent activities. Mm-hmm. But with the holiday passport, we talked about those drawings. Now, so many great donations of gift cards from businesses. John, have you won a gift card yet?
I have not won a gift card yet.
Okay, we're working on it. We're working on it. Again,
submit. I'm working on it.
$10 at any local business. Submit your receipt to Dane by Local. And you can come on back for a drawing. It's five gifts a week. We got so many donations from businesses, gift cards and things like that from for prizes that they actually can give away five per week. So your gift card's coming, John. I know you're going to win one of these times coming up.
Awesome. Looking forward to it, Jason.
All right. We'll be back here in just a minute. You're listening to us on 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Be back in a bit.